This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Just realized that Paloma's coming tomorrow. So, if you would be so kind, maybe you could just hang out with me just for a minute, if you would be so kind. So, week ago, Politico leaked a draft opinion by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito that provides a rationale on why Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide, has to be overturned. It was merely a draft, not an official ruling or a press release. Drafts often evolve, and so do judges' votes. So what actually happens if Roe versus Wade is indeed overturned? Will abortions be illegal across the nation? Will the abortionist doctors and women suffering miscarriages or seeking abortions be arrested? Will women be compelled to apply primitive methods to abort their children? Well, to quote Margaret Thatcher, no, no, no. All this would do is leave that decision on abortion to individual states. This is called federalism. This is how it works. This is exactly what the founding fathers intended. Hamilton, Madison, and Washington advocated for the federal system in order to balance order with liberty, prevent tyranny, and allow more participation in politics. They knew that states passing laws according to their requirements were closer to the spirit of democracy than the Capitol passing federal laws that uniformly apply to citizens living in a bunch of diverse conditions in various states. But see, here's the problem. The Democrats and their rabid activist base are not going to allow facts to interfere with their narrative. So, in response to the leak, there were, quote, demonstrations, close quote, outside the Supreme Court. Far-left groups like Planned Parenthood, Move On, Ultraviolet, and the Women's March led protests across the U.S. Several other protests are planned in at least 200 additional cities from Anchorage to Wilmington. And there's going to be a virtual event. I guess there won't be a riot at that one. They also protested outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. On Monday evening, protests occurred outside Judge Samuel Alito's residence in Northern Virginia. Left-wing activist group Shut Down D.C. organized the event and will have both speakers and a candlelight vigil at the foot of his driveway. Profanity-ridden slogans were shouted and appeared on the protest placards. They were saying a lot of bad words, too. Then a few days earlier, protests erupted outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home with loud chants of no uterus, no opinion. Seven of those justices were males. You know, everybody out there, you know that, right? Protesters with chants about the world is watching, they occurred outside of Justice John Roberts' home. The United States Senate on Monday night passed a bill to enhance security for Supreme Court justices amid threats. But there was more violence to come. Catholic churches and pregnancy centers were vandalized by Democrat activists. We get this coming off of Twitter from Ruth Sentus. Whether you're a Catholic for choice, ex-Catholic, or other, or no faith, recognize that six extremist Catholics set out to overturn Roe. Stand at or in a local Catholic church on Sunday, May the 8th. Hashtag War on Women, hashtag Mother's Day Strike. Antifa thugs hurled a Molotov cocktail into the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group and sprayed the words, "If abortions aren't safe, you aren't either," on their walls. Now see, this is what is referred to as a rapidly deteriorating situation. And in the coming days, you can expect the noises to get louder and the action to get more brazen. The fake stream media continue to whitewash the violence and the threats of the, quote, protesters, close quote, claiming that these pro-abortion radicals are exercising their democratic right by engaging in protests. Protesting does not mean threatening, by the way. Doesn't mean threatening. Some media pundits have claimed that the Supreme Court justices appointed by Trump are not there by popular will and are therefore illegitimate since Trump lost the popular vote. This should be like the highest priority of things to happen at the moment, and it isn't. They should be looking into this, and they're not looking into this at all. Under 18 U.S. Code 1503, whoever corruptly or by threats or force endeavors to influence, intimidate, or impede any grand or petit jury or officer in or of any court of the United States in the discharge of his duty, influences, obstructs, or impedes, or endeavors to influence, obstruct, or impede the due administration of justice, shall be punished. And this applies to both the leaker and the, quote, protesters, close quote. Now, how many people are out there talking about the need to identify the leaker? Or the mobs, for that matter. And, you know, the Democrats still hold the White House, and they have majorities in both the Senate and the House, although those, when I say majority, that's, I'm being really kind. It's a squeaker right now, this minute, but that's all going to change here shortly. Now, if the Democrats want to legalize abortion nationwide, they can author laws and work relentlessly to have them passed in the House and Senate before they lose everything in November. They could even attempt to convince moderate Republicans to vote with them. They may not have the numbers, but that is their job, to convince others to go along with them, to persuade. In fact, if pro-abortion activists are serious about their cause, they should protest outside the homes of House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer. Now, they are actually protesting in front of Pelosi's house, which is sort of funny. It's that circle. I keep telling you about the leftist circle. It comes around and bites them right on the fourth point of contact. They should be protesting the White House as well. But the goal was never, ever to resolve the issue. What they want to do is to keep it burning until November. Keep that fire burning. What they want, you know, the objective is to sow fear and polarize and cause chaos and disorder. And the Democrats hope the chaos will persuade people to vote based on fear. If the justices do not overturn Roe versus Wade, the Democrats will claim that their words and demonstrations had the desired effect and ask for votes. If Roe versus Wade is indeed overturned, the Democrats will urge voters to elect them so they can legalize abortion across the nation. But there is an upside here for the GOP, because the pro-lifers will be reminded how important it is to elect conservatives to the Senate and the House. So the question becomes, where does all of this stop? What if the Democrats refuse to accept defeat after the midterms, claiming that voter suppression or disinformation made the contest unfair? And what if they dispatch their, quote, protesters, close quote, to target homes of GOP House members and senators? What if the, quote, demonstrations, close quote, and, quote, protests, close quote, are conducted each time the courts issue a ruling that is against the Democrat agenda? What if the protests are conducted outside the homes of GOP House members and senators after January 2023, when they pass laws that the Democrats disapprove of? Perhaps it's against climate change or gun control. Who knows? But this is about to get dangerous. We need calmer heads at the moment. And my question is, are the Republicans up to this challenge? Because this is a challenge. Because this could go sideways really fast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Well, she got out there on Monday and encouraged violence on Monday in a tweet asserting the U.S. Supreme Court's leaked opinion draft signaling the downfall of Roe v. Wade means the justices will come for the LGBTQ plus community next. Whatever that means. And this was the tweet. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory. This is coming after a weekend of attacks on churches and pro-life centers, and in the midst of coordinated mobs of Democrat activists descending upon the homes of conservative justices and their families. Due to the increase in calls for violence, security, including high-grade and unscalable fencing, has been erected around the besieged Supreme Court, which, that is a travesty. That had to be done. The Senate also voted Monday on a bill to increase protection. That's fine. Lightfoot, who is a mayor, right? She's in charge of a city, elected official, right? She's supposed to be the one. She's supposed to be the cooler head, one of the cooler heads. She's also, but right now she's out there issuing threats. In 2020. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and personally threatened Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh if they didn't issue opinions aligning with his views on abortion. Now, the Supreme Court has not signaled any desire to overturn Obergefell v. Hodges, and the Dobbs v. Jackson draft opinion specifically noted it and other key cases deal with fundamentally different issues than abortion. Yet, Lightfoot is not alone in her fear-mongering about it. Since that was leaked, her Democrat allies who feel threatened by the probable end of Roe, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the ladies on The View and the corporate media, not only have lied about their intentions, but have also called for action. Action. Against the justices, the physical Supreme Court, and the American political system as a whole. From AOC, we get this, as we've warned, SCOTUS, as we've warned. SCOTUS isn't just coming for abortion, they're coming for the right to privacy Roe rests on, which includes gay marriage and civil rights. Manchin is blocking Congress codifying Roe. House has seemingly forgotten about Clarence Thomas. These two points must change. Even Joe Asterisk got out there and hinted that the Supreme Court Dobbs decision could threaten a whole range of rights. But in addition to spreading blatant disinformation with the goal of undermining SCOTUS, Lightfoot also explicitly called for physical violence against U.S. institutions, something she previously denounced. Now we're going into the Bernie Bro areas. Like the Hodgkinsons. Now what we're doing is we're encouraging the Hodgkinsons of the James Hodgkinsons of the world to gear up, tool up, and come after conservatives. Lightfoot was one of the many Democrats who blamed Trump for the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and claimed he incited this violence with his words. She tweeted at the time, "I'm in disbelief at what is unfolding in D.C. right now. President Trump and his enablers incited this violence. Shame on every elected official in Congress and elsewhere who fomented this anti-democratic insurrection by extremists. This is not democracy. This is a disgrace." Twitter banned Trump for language it claimed posed a risk of further incitement of violence. But Lightfoot's Supreme Court tweet that explicitly demands a call to arms and a fight remains untouched by the big tech censors. Democrats in Congress also tried to impeach Trump for telling his supporters to fight like hell, which, ideologically, we're always having to fight like hell. But so far, Lightfoot's incendiary tweet remains uncondemned by her own party. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen in D.C. And if I see some pro-abortion people coming my way down the street, I'm going to stand back and give them a clear path to go wherever it is they intend to go. But they're not going to be allowed to attack institutions. They're not going to be allowed to go into the states and go into these cities. You know, it may happen in these blue cities, which I don't really have a dog in that fight, to be quite honest with you. But they're not going to be allowed to do this wanton violence that they're calling for. And I mean, it's just the beginning. It is just the beginning. Here's the thing, and I've said this before, and we've seen the actions before. If they get out there and they tell you that we're Nazis and we're baby killers and we're this and we're that, and that we're coming for gay marriages, like we're going to take people that are gay, that are married, and throw them in jail for being gay and married. I mean, this is 2022, after all, right? This is 2022. I know there's a lot of things that seem like we're in a retro time, but we are in 2022, right? So, I myself am not in a judgmental position, so that kind of stuff, I just don't pay that much attention to it. 62 million aborted babies, I pay attention to. So, we're going to see what we see. We are going to see what we see as far as the way this goes, and I don't know what it's about. I will say this. What they're calling for, they're liable to find. Except it's not going to go the way they think it is. And then they'll be out there telling everybody that we're all brown shirts and we're this is and we're that. And all we'll be doing is defending ourselves. And bear that in mind. When things come up and you're looking down something and you're like, oh, these guys are fascists. Well, you know, I'm on fire right now from that Molotov you threw at my back. So if you don't mind, I think I will. I'm not looking to be a crispy critter. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court justices are holding their first meeting since someone leaked their Roe v. Wade draft to the press. The nine justices are scheduled to meet behind closed doors on Wednesday. There's now an 8-foot black metal fence surrounding the Supreme Court building. A person close to the conservative justices told Politico, quote, they are heavily burdened by this. In related news, Senator Joe Manchin is going against his own party, vowing to oppose a Democratic abortion bill.
I was hopeful that the Democratic Party, having control of the agenda, would put a piece of legislation forward that would codify Roe v. Wade. The bill we have today to vote on, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion.
Senator Manchin told reporters he's been pro-life his whole life. And AAA reports that gas prices across the nation have reached all-time highs. This is USA Radio News. More Americans are looking to own their own homes.
More Americans are moving to buy homes. Applications for mortgages to buy homes rose 5% last week, including a bump in adjustable-rate mortgages known as ARMs, which offer lower rates. The national average for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 17 basis points last week to 5.53%. The interest rate on a 5-year ARM was 4.47%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Justice Coalition said it will host its first social justice summit in July. Families who lost members in police-involved shootings formed the group. The coalition said Wednesday the summit's purpose is to highlight criminal justice reform, mental wellness, and public safety. And a summer-like heat wave is expected to make its way across portions of the country this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We got, you might hear something like this coming out around there. We're on the verge of something fundamentally different right now, yes. But a lot of it looks more like the world before 1945 than the world of the future. Because right now, we're in the middle of what they're referring to as a global population collapse. Enter developmental economist Peter Zeihan. He identifies as a socially conservative libertarian, but he's actually he moves a little further left than that. His science is spot on, and he presents it in a way that is agenda-free. And he tells it like it is. He's known for his accurate forecast, and I think, you know, you could listen to him. And here's a recent snippet of a concise presentation. You know what? I don't even have time to get into that. Look into that. That's just huge. When he spoke the words, he was referring to deglobalization, reconfigured industrialization and labor force, and the structure of the world's economy. Deglobalization, he contends, is the natural outgrowth of the current planet-wide population contraction. in about half the world, the growth rate is above 2.1%. With some exceptions, these countries are largely not significantly industrialized, and unfortunately, many also are far from food sufficient. Of the countries of more than 100 million inhabitants, India 2.2%, Indonesia 2.29%, the Philippines 2.53%. They are barely above replacement rate. Pakistan 3.45%, Ethiopia 4.15%, and Nigeria 5.32% are currently facing severe food insecurity. Egypt 3.28% will most likely suffer acutely from the expected decrease in wheat exports from Russia and Ukraine. There are $2 out. The population bomb and future shock. And it begat the 1992 Rio Declaration on Environment and Development. The document and its spawn, which is the Kyoto Accords, Paris, UN 2020, and MDGs, UN 2030, and SDGs, are the base upon which the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the Green New Deal, and all other attempts at massive north-to-south wealth transfer are built. As a body of work addressing the environment, all of this is now irrelevant. Worldwide, the population is declining, and it will continue to do so more and more precipitously for at least the rest of this century. Consumption, along with the required supporting industrialization, will contract right along with it. The population pyramid is turned into a population diamond. Patrick Moore, a founder and former director of Greenpeace, he said that whatever anthropogenically accelerated climate change we've had has been a very good thing. It brought the world back from the near brink of a mass extinction event due to cold. And in fact, the world has greened perceptibly since we began pumping carbon into the atmosphere. And his most recent presentation digs into the science of this starting at around the 12-minute mark if you're looking at his video. The carbon currently being produced is being gobbled up by the expanding vegetation. We do not need to build massive pipelines to haul across the nation to bury it in wells. And funnily enough, there's no outcry over carbon pipelines as there were for gas and oil pipelines. They are each as safe and when buried are as they disrupt nothing when they're buried. We do not have to throw more bad money after bad money, like Solyndra, for example. We do not have to cover square mile after square mile with solar panels and killer windmills that take more carbon to produce and install than they will ever recover in power generation. Did Biden even know what he was saying in Boulder, Colorado after the fires? No one moves to Boulder to look at man-made monstrosities. They live there to dwell in the cathedral of God's creation. Coal, oil, and natural gas, they're simply the world's buried compost pile. They're dead stuff that grew, greened, and thrived in the sunlight when the earth was younger, when we use fossil fuels today to heat our homes and take our kids to soccer practice, and to charge the electric vehicles. We are reigniting the sun that shone down hundreds of millions of years ago when humanity was just a gleam in some dinosaur's eye. We extract our energy much more safely and cleanly these days, and we use it more efficiently than even a decade ago. And we're not going to run out of fuel. In fact, we'll be using less and less as there are fewer and fewer of us. We'll need fewer cows, too, not because they belch methane, but because there will be fewer of us eating them. I could ask if the cows are descended from the fire-breathing dragons, but, why would I do that? Last thing we need is the DOJ's new Office of Environmental Justice. And I thought that going after polluters was the purview of the EPA. Garland says he's going to start prosecuting for the harm caused by environmental crime. Sorry, I had to pull you over for an environmental crime. Had to pull you over pollution. You're causing climate change. Pull over. What's he going to do? Is he going to subpoena the sun? I hope he delivers that document in person, because it is the sun whirling like a dervish through its many cycles and responding to the dance of the gas giants that is warming the earth by the 0.5 centigrade per 100 years that the IPCC is so afraid of. The specific 2100 to 2600 year long periodic cycle is called the Hallstatt-Bray cycle. The sun warms the earth by a little less than half a degree centigrade every 100 years for 1050 to 1300 years. Then the earth cools at about the same rate for the next 1050 to 1300 years. This is a cycle. It happens naturally. It's normal. Our just noticing it now doesn't mean it's new or that it has anything to do with us. We've survived the Hallstatt-Bray cycle before and we'll survive it again. Right now, we're about 400 years into the warming phase of the current cycle. Around 2600, it will peak, and then the cooling phase of this cycle will get underway. The modern grand solar minimum is another of these cycles with a period between 350 to 400 years. We're cooling down in the middle of warming up. So think of it as hitting a pothole during the drive up the hill. Darker, colder days are upon us for a while, getting worse soon and then better. So our population has peaked, and it's not too much for the world to bear. We can't legislate away global warming or climate change, no matter how much money we spend, and our pool of workers from which we extract the money is declining with each generation since the boomers. We don't need any part of the Green New Deal. Socialist communists will have to find some other grand idea behind which to plot their nefarious schemes at collectivization and resource transfer. And we can save our wealth to address real problems, such as how to support a large population of elderly boomers, then Xers with a decreasing workforce, Xers, millennials, Zoomers, and things like that. We don't need to throw it away on the pipe dreams of the anti-scientific environmental hypocrites who fly around the globe in private planes from think tank to playfield to think tank playfield. The good news, the Earth doesn't have too many people on it. We're not polluting ourselves into oblivion. And we will invent interesting and useful technology to address the issues of their days. And there are glorious adventures that await them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
TheGuns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Before I had children, I didn't ever want children. It wasn't something that I would even entertain. It was just a fact. I liked partying. I liked going out. I liked not being tied down. So I wanted, you know, and a lot of single people I knew at the time, men and female, male and female, had the same attitude. At least the ones that I was hanging out with. We wanted nothing to do with children. Children were seen as the end of something, not the beginning. No more going out drinking with my friends. No more fun. Now, when I was young and dumb, I really leaned on the dumb part. Now I have actually 3 children, aged 42, going on 42, 35 and 31. And I have grandchildren as well. And I can't imagine life without them. And if money and time were no object and my wife were game, you know, we would have had 10 more. The old me would look at me in heart where I am now, but I wouldn't change a thing. I had that fun, a lot of that fun, for a long time. This fun, the fun of having children, having gotten them through to the point of now they're adults and, you know, fairly in good shape, and getting to watch the whole system again with a whole different sort of angle that I get to go at it from as a grandparent is great. Now, having children, providing you're not a degenerate or an addict or whatever, makes your life better because kids are awesome. They scare the bejesus out of you like nothing else when they're sick or if you catch them doing something especially dangerous. But still, nonetheless, being a parent is the greatest accomplishment anybody can have. Okay, hang on a minute. Being a good parent is the greatest accomplishment anybody can have. And unfortunately, there are a lot of bad parents out there. But, you know, no matter what kind of parent someone is, a child's teacher is not one of them. Now, that may have gone like a long way to get to this point, but I'm actually very glad that I don't have children in school right now, because I've seen these libs of TikTok videos of left-wing teachers talking about how they will talk about sex with their students because they are my kids. And they are decidedly not their kids. Most of the leftist teachers compelled to speak with children about their sex lives are childless. And that tells me they're seemingly, joyless. So much, if not all, of their identity and self-worth appears tied up in their, sexual tackle and which tackle that they're attracted to. And it's a rather sad existence, if you think about it. They're left desperately scrambling to find some meaning in their lives in the meaningless. And they're free to do that, as far as I'm concerned. They just need to do it outside of the classroom. The job of a teacher is right there in their title, to teach. And if you're unwilling or unable, you should quit or be fired. And the problem with the education system isn't so much teachers who can't teach, though that certainly is an issue. It's teachers who refuse to teach. Like the math teacher who makes sure the class discusses pronouns more than, adding and subtracting. The English teacher who spends more time grousing over the skin color of the authors of the class is supposed to read than actually making sure the kids can read at all. You name the subject, and for many, not all teachers, the priority is not their job, it is the progressive agenda. And, you should never hire a journalist who says things like they want to give voice to the voiceless or make the world a better place, because they're not interested in journalism. They want to do activism with a press pass. And you should never hire a teacher who refers to students as my kids. Now, that can be acceptable depending on the circumstance, but it should be discouraged. And when it's said now, it's said as though the children belong to the teacher, that they are the parent for the hours of school. They are not. If these teachers want to pay child support, some parents might be open to a joint custody thing. Otherwise, they have a specific job they need to do exclusively. And if they can't do it or can't do it without discussing irrelevant things like their sex lives, they should be fired immediately. Teachers aren't parents. They aren't even substitute parents or temporary parents. The job of a teacher is wildly important when it's done right. But indoctrinating children into various forms of whatever the progressive agenda item of the day is not doing that job right. I don't care what Joe Biden says. I don't care what the DOJ says, the DOE, any of these other alphabet organizations. They are not your children, teachers. They're supposed to be your students. And if you can't handle that reality, you need to pony some child support or get the hell out of the profession. Simple as that. Right now, we're in a very bad time. And the other day, Joe Biden's handler sent him out to declare that fighting inflation is now his top domestic priority. But even if his plan wasn't a joke, why would anybody believe him when his vow came packaged in a host of lazy lies? Right now, inflation is being driven by the pandemic, which ended a year ago, and Putin's price hike. And for the record, it was April 14th last year that the White House insisted the already developing inflation would be transitory, Biden and company kept that up through November before switching to blaming it on corporate greed and now Putin. President refuses to take any responsibility for it himself. Never mind that $2 trillion he and his fellow Democrats pumped into an already hot recovery last spring, which is when U.S. inflation took off and Europe's did not. It can't have anything to do with the Democratic spending, he actually argued, because we brought the deficit down, which makes him a lying liar. It's down only because Congress has stopped dumping new trillions in the name of COVID relief, and Biden didn't want it to stop. The Build Back Better bill he spent months trying to pass would have kept the spending party going. And this year's federal shortfall will still be the biggest non-pandemic one ever. See, it's not like the deficit came down, the spending stopped. So it won't be, the deficit will still be astronomical, it just won't be as high as they projected. He won't even own his war on domestic energy. He bragged that the nation pumped more oil in his first year than in President Donald Trump's. But it didn't meet the production of Trump's last year before Biden took over. And he pitched more malarkey by talking about unused drilling permits without noting how permits are just one step in a long process now tangled in red tape. You know, you get the permit, then you're looking out there, you see a patch of dirt. That's not an oil well. Oil wells take a minute. Then his lies got out downright cartoonish. He ludicrously claimed that ultra-MAGA Republicans want to raise taxes and get rid of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while his plan, more bits of the dead Build Back Better bill, would magically lower costs even as companies would raise prices to cover the new corporate taxes that he'd impose. His claims about a supposed Republican plan already earned three Pinocchios from the leftist Washington Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler before Tuesday. And what's with this ultra-MAGA shtick? Is he trying to pin down the AOC vote? It was a mistake, I think, for the White House to pitch this pack of lies as a major policy address. We can only conclude that Biden and his entire team are just plain out of ideas. And they're just going through the motions. And the problem is that there's a furious nation that wants results. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, more of the rant. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with extension.